You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is Liam Caswig's Gran Turismo Belfast. That is from Redwood Patrol tape number 3, which is out this morning. Morena, Liam, how are you?
Hey, I'm great, thanks for having me.
Hey, it's awesome to have you on the line. We've played many of your tracks from the Big Fresh Collective on this show and across this station, but we're yet to have had a kōrero about it, so I'm very excited to be able to chat to you this morning. Can you start by telling us a bit about who and what is the Big Fresh Collective? Because it seems like this kind of behemoth. You guys put out so much stuff, but is it just you? What's the deal?
So, like, the Big Fresh Collective originally started as, like, kind of like a DJ crew about 6.5 years ago down here in Christchurch. Mm-hmm. And we originally had a radio show every week on a station called Pulse RFM. And then basically in the last, like, 3 years, we've kind of converted more towards just being a record label. And I'm the curator, head honcho.
Nice. And you do put out, like, so much stuff, it's almost hard to keep up, because it's also all really good. And I'm not just saying that to gas you up. It is really impressive what you managed to put out. And this new tape is absolutely no different. It sounds awesome. I'm really interested in the kind of video game sounds you've got going on there. Where does that come from, Liam?
I think, like, we've been talking about it. We're all kind of around the same age, about 26, 27, and we're all kind of going through our, like, quarter life crises at the moment. We're, like, remixing all the old video games we used to play. That one's actually an original tune, but of course, like, inspired by the Gran Turismo menu music.
There is some
that was just played before. Yeah,
there is some definitely some kind of nostalgic vibes in these tracks, and also some big suburb pride, which I think we need to talk about, because we're talking about Belfast here. We've got Parklands, we've got Redwood, and any listeners who are from Otatahi, self included, will be recognising those names. But maybe some Aucklanders won't be. Can you walk us through a little bit about Redwood, your beloved home?
Okay. Start off first and foremost. We're a Belfast crew. We're Belfast boys from back in the day. But the whole joke is that I moved home with my mum about a year ago, and then we wound up living in the sleepy old suburb of Redwood in Christchurch, which is, like, you know, full of predominantly retired and boring people. And we just kind of took it upon ourselves to, like, you know, put Redwood on the map, so to speak.
Fair enough.
It was kind of accidental. It's kind of really, like, you know, taken off. And now we get stopped all the time. Everyone tells us that we're from Redwood, you know. It's kind of funny.
You're like, actually, Belfast, thank you very much, first and foremost.
Hard out.
But it is nice to see a bit of representation for maybe the less than styly, less up-and-coming suburbs. You know, putting them on the map is important as well.
Yeah, totally.
And I'm kind of... I always think it looks like you guys throw some mean parties as well down in Christchurch, which obviously isn't happening much at the moment for anybody. What have you been kind of doing in the meantime to fill your time, Liam?
I guess we're still throwing the parties with appropriate distancing. Lots of video calling, sort of drinking sessions, you know. We were in level one for a while. I think we got back now and we kind of took it a little bit for granted. And, you know, we really did miss just parking up in the garage somewhere in Redwood, you know, having a few drinks and playing some tunes.
Hard out. Yeah, you are speaking to us from the ultimate alert level one at the moment. We're still kind of sitting in 2.5 until tonight, and then we get to move down to normal two. It's all good. It's for a good reason.
My bad, guys.
That's fine. We're glad someone's able to have a good party. So that is great to hear. Have you got anything planned? Are you guys going to be throwing any gigs or anything like that in the near future?
That's all kind of up in the air because, you know, a lot of things got pushed back and then there was already gigs planned and, like, I was meant to play a gig with The Dark and The Tax down here in Christchurch is going to be their first gig.
Fun.
And they're trying to reschedule that and otherwise I've got the Zorza Festival coming up with RDU in November.
Cool. Our sister station down in Christchurch. We love the Student Radio Network.
Oh, don't we ever?
It is pretty cool, though, because one thing I've always respected about Big Fresh Collective is you're very supportive of each other. You put out a lot of music. You support other collectives that are making things around the country as well. What has been some, like, silver linings, I guess, of lockdown for you? Because I've seen you put out some compilations that have had a few people from overseas and stuff involved with it. Has that kind of come out of COVID, or is that stuff you were working on already?
I think, like, we're already, like, naturally heading on a bit of a path towards that, but, like, COVID, I guess, like, yeah, the silver lining of it being that everyone's stuck at home, and especially, like, some of the producers overseas from, like, the UK, like, they're really stuck at home and, like, haven't had that little break back into level one or anything, so, yeah, everyone had a whole lot of time on their hands, and, like, I think the other thing is, like, at the start of COVID, you know, everyone was really keen to work on stuff and, like, so much content come out. That's kind of where our release schedule's gone a bit crazy this year because we're all just sitting there not really doing anything. And we thought we might as well test the waters and just see what happens if we just, like, absolutely flood the internet with content for this year. And, it's, you know, it's been going pretty good.
Well, we've been enjoying it. It's great for us. It means there's lots of things to play, which is a really good time. We are going to play another track from the awesome new compilation, Redwood Patrol Tape Number 3, Jurisdiction Breach. The song we're going to play is Parkland's Rangers, and it's featuring RG Specs. Who's RG Specs?
RG Specs is a good friend of mine that I went to mains with a couple of years ago down in Christchurch, one of my good bros. And believe it or not, before the Redwood Patrol, we were the Parkland's Rangers when we were living over Cushy in Parkland for a while, you know?
Excellent.
We're kind of like a vigilante hip-hop crew patrol, keeping all the different jurisdictions of Christchurch safe on the streets.
Was what we like to hear, safer communities together or something like that. Hey,
you know,
Liam, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. If people want to go and check out the Big Fresh Collective, grab the new mixtape, where is the place to go?
Definitely Bandcamp.
Bandcamp, bigfreshcollective.bandcamp.com. That's the one.
And we do have a SoundCloud, if that's easier, but, you know, we're not messing around with Spotify.
Nah. Keeping it old school, that's the one. Hey, you know, thank you so much, Liam. We'll hopefully see you up in Auckland at some point for a good party and a nice yarn as well, but cheers for having a chat to us all the way from Christchurch.
Oh, wicked. Thanks for having me, guys.
See you soon.
Wicked, sweet. See ya. Don't let me do it.
A 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.